Thank you, delegates. Please take your seats. Please return to your delegations. We are ready to begin. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We will officially begin the works part of our session, and I will first ask the Secretariat to make some housekeeping announcements, including information on the evening reception and CRDs and so forth. Madam Secretary.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. The working hours, today we started at 10. It will be until 1 o'clock, with then 2 hours for lunch break. So it will be from 3 o'clock to 6 p.m., and that will be immediately followed by the official reception from FAO and WHO, which will take place in the restaurant here in the conference center. So that will be at 6 o'clock. On the following days, we will start at 9:30 for a three-hour session in the morning until 12:30, and in the afternoon, 2:30 until 5:30. And then, as was mentioned in the agenda, there is a possibility that there will be a need for night sessions, but it's a possibility. And in that case, it would be from 6 p.m. until the limit being 9 p.m. And that would be the same timetable of sessions as you have in the document on arrangements for the session, which was distributed. That's also from 9:30 to 12:30, 2 hours break, 2:30 to 5:30 in the afternoon, and if necessary, evening session from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. On Thursday, there will be no session. This is the day when we finalize the report, and also there are a number of side events. All the side events organized by FAO and WHO are in INF number 8. There are a number of other meetings, such as regional meetings, and the room availability, if any groups of delegates may need another room, that's available at the document desk. There is a complete list of all the, not only FAO-WHO side events, but regional meetings, etc. As regards practical arrangements here in the conference center, there is a cafeteria for lunchtime, and then the bar is opened until working hours, and especially on Tuesday and Wednesday it will be open later due to the possibility of evening sessions, so it will be until 9 p.m. There is a nurse in the Espace Telecom on level minus one. There is an internet cafe in level zero, and there are several computers there. Also, as regards Wi-Fi, it's also available on all the levels, and the password is all in capitals, FAO1 Codex, all in capital. Now, we would like to inform that there are a number of CRDs which were distributed and available to, at the document desk. And if any country, as we would like to keep documentation well ordered, and we would like to have, if any, there is any late conference room document, if any country would like to propose additional documents or comments, they should do it. The deadline for that is lunchtime today, so that should be done this morning. And then, Madam Chair, you had already mentioned about the time clock and time management, so thank you very much.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. One further announcement from the Secretariat, please, Madam Secretary.
Thank you very much. This is an announcement on behalf of FAO. We would like to inform the Commission that FAO staff is available in the document display area to answer any question about the new international portal for food safety and animal and plant health from FAO, and that will be in the display area, and there will be one of our colleagues there on Monday afternoon and on Tuesday afternoon, and all the information on the portal is on information document number 9. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Before moving to the first agenda item, I would like to make a short announcement, as I do every year. The European Union is participating in this meeting in accordance with paragraph 9 of Article 2 of the FAO Constitution and Rule 2 of the Rules of Procedure of the Codex Alimentarius Commission. I've been asked to inform you that the declaration made by the European Union and its member states is contained in document CRD1. Please note this declaration. European Union, please.
Merci, Madame la Présidente.
Thank you, Madam. I'd like to begin by thanking you for having made available to the document CRD1, which describes the distribution of competence between the Commission and the Member States. Let me give you some explanation, if I may. In Article 2, Paragraph 5 of the Rules of Procedure of the Codex Alimentarius Commission asks Member States to indicate in writing before each meeting those members who have specific competence for each of the agenda items. It's available, CRD1 is available in three languages and contains this information. According to the relevant paragraph, when the European Union speaks on a particular matter for which they have the right to vote, the position that is set out corresponds to the position of the 26 delegations representing the member states present at the meeting. When a common position does not exist on a point for which they have the right to vote, the position will be explained by the delegation of Belgium, who is the presiding member during these 6 months. And we are available to answer any questions that any other delegations might like to put to us on this subject. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative of the European Union. Are there any questions on this declaration or the division of competence? I see no flags. So we will turn now to our first agenda item, in which we adopt the agenda. As a first note on this item, I have a request to the Commission that the Commission consider taking up under other business and future work a recommendation from the Executive Committee of last week that Codex explore possible new options for physical working group rules. These would be rules that could be used in addition to the existing rules in the procedural manual. If the Commission can agree, we could have a discussion of this suggestion from the Executive Committee at Other Business and Future Work. Can the Commission agree to this suggestion? I see no objection. So noted. I'm sorry. I see no objection. So we will take this up under other business and future work. Thank you very much. Are there any other comments on the agenda? Mexico, please.
Thank you. Mexico, as the regional coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean, would like to request that 14A be looked at after we look at the other technical items, that is, after item 9, so that there will be sufficient time for discussion on the trust fund, given the importance of this item for members of the region. Thank you very much, Madam.
Thank you very much, Mexico. Your request is to move discussion of the trust fund, essentially, to immediately following the core business of this commission. So you would suggest that it, after we conclude discussion of 9, we would take up 14. Can the Commission agree with this? The representative of WHO has said that is acceptable. I see no flags, so we will make that change in the agenda. Thank you very much. Mexico? Is that Switzerland? No, that's Tajikistan. I'm sorry. Thank you. Tajikistan, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Tajikistan would like to raise the question on including Russian language as an official codex language and discuss this question in item 17, other business and future work. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tajikistan. Can the Commission agree with taking up this question during other business and future work? Is there a comment, sir, on this proposal, or you have a different proposal?
No,
this one.
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. Uzbekistan is agree with the suggestion of Tajikistan. Thank you.
Thank you, delegates. Then I see no further flags. We will take up the request of Tajikistan under other business and future work. And I recognize the flag of Switzerland.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Indeed, we've taken the floor under this agenda item, although our proposal does not really concern the adoption of the agenda as it stands today. Madam Chair, Codex work is closely related to various important activities undertaken by its parent organizations, the WHO and FAO, to whom we express our sincere gratitude for their dedication and support. Furthermore, we realize that Codex, along with the OIE and IPPC, its other two sisters, has a special status within the SPS committee based on the SPS agreement. At the SPS workshop on the work of Codex OIE and IPPC, which took place in October 2009, the SPS committee decided to advance the report of the activities undertaken by the three sisters on the SPS agenda. Realizing the importance of Codex-related work done by the parent organizations, FAO and WHO, as well as the activities undertaken by the other two sisters recognized in the SPS agreement, together with the importance of the SPS committee, Switzerland would like to request the Codex Alimentarius Commission to consider the possibility of eventually amending the Codex Alimentarius Commission agendas so that in future the WHO, FAO, OIE, IPPC and the WTO SPS committee may report on their Codex-related activities before we start examining our Codex-specific work. Madam Chairperson, Switzerland appreciates the opportunity offered to put forward this proposal. Thank you. Thank you, Switzerland. I will ask the Secretariat to respond, as this matter involves Secretariat, FAO, and WHO.
Thank you, Madam Chair. At the previous session of the Commission, it had been agreed that the format of the agenda would be The first items on the agenda would be the core business of the Codex Alimentarius Commission, which is to decide on the proposals for adoption of standards and related texts, and all this business which is between agenda item 3 and agenda item 9, which is really the core business of the work of the Commission. So that was the decision. Of course, the Commission can always make some proposal, and then, as you know, the final agenda is decided upon by the Directors General, OFIFIO and WHO. If this proposal, of course, is for the future, at the present session of the Commission, some of the observers you have mentioned are specifically scheduled to make their presentation on the third day, on Wednesday. So that it would be difficult to change at the present session. But for the general point of view, that was the current situation. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Representative of FAO, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And thank you also for Switzerland for suggesting this point. Let me say that for those people that have been long with the Codex system, like myself, I remember in the late 80s, early 90s, up to that point at least, the first items were specifically those items that first item on the agenda were those that the delegate from Switzerland was proposing. We used to start with those information on FAO and WHO activities related to Codex, etc. But then we soon found out that that type of procedure or other planning would take a lot of time of discussion from the Commission, and that it would be much more judicious to rather start with the business. Looking at the standards that to be adopted and other very important business of the Commission, and once that is done, then go to the other items and spend the time that is required, that is left for it. So that is the historical evolution of the agenda of the Commission. So that just want to make this statement. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Boutry, for that historical note, which explains to the Commission why we organize our meetings this way, so that we focus on our core business, complete it, and then hear reports, information reports, from the organizations it is very important for us to maintain vital ties with. Thank you very much. Egypt, please.
Thank you, Mrs. Chair, and thank you for hosting this meeting, and we thank all participants to be attending this meeting. We are looking to nanotechnology, which has become very important, and investment has increased greatly in this field, and we see many products of nanotechnology in the markets, and because of the dangers are unknown currently about these products, and because there is no legislation at the level of international fora and markets, we would like to recommend that we create a working group or task force to study what can be done within this group, and we propose, that is to say, Egypt proposes that this be discussed under item 17 of the work program. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Egypt, for your idea put before this commission. If the commission can agree, we could discuss Egypt's proposal under other business and future work, agenda item 17. Can the commission agree? I see no flags. We will amend the agenda to accommodate that request. Are there any other comments on the agenda? I see none. Therefore, we will adopt the agenda as amended. Thank you very much, delegates.